missionaries out there.
Everybody just locked Hi. In.
Oh, hell yeah, like yeah. All those guys in the IRA were wow, just random ass dudes.
Thank you very much.
Hell yes.
Blur her voice out like she's a Mexican. In one of those Wait, drug shows.
We got some Bud Lights.
Hello.
The cartel was brutal to me.
Matt's away. The mice are gonna play.
The mice are playing.
It's drink time. It's playing. Dark out.
Throw on some nog, dude. Throw on some porn.
Let's get hard together. I love porn.
Yeah, what? Fuck what Matt's talking porn about. Rules. Let's get hard together.
That shit was sick. When I was in second grade, me and my cousin were chilling down his basement. We had ice cream sundaes. He had Cinemax, like 2:30 rolled around, and we watched Passion's Peak after eating ice cream sundaes. The first time I ever saw a pair of tits.
Passion's Peak or Passion's Cove?
Passion's first time Peak.
Okay. I had body double. It was a very weird fucking...
First time I ever saw porn, your body double?
Body double is the movie. And it wasn't porn. It was the first time I saw tits. And I tried to remember every... I was like, dude, this is amazing. And then every time I saw tits on Cinemax, I tried to remember it. And I built up like a legitimate spank bank.
Yeah.
I went in the shower. I got down on my knees, faced away from the water.
Fort Knox.
And I fucking would play back
back to the Fortress of Dreams.
Yeah. The shower. Yeah. And then, then I went
Why'd
my
you get
room.
On your knees, though?
I don't know. I was just trying shit out. I was fucking 13.
Faced away from Mecca.
His brother told me about it. His brother's like, dude, you have to do this. I know you're not doing this. You have to do this.
Dude, what?
I tried it. Jerk off. I never did it before.
You were young. Yeah, I was like, when the
My first tits was Leprechaun in space.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
I never saw that.
Leprechaun used to be smutty. Yeah.
Mine were Starship Troopers. I was at a Jewish house. They were sitting Shiva. And like all like the little kids were like downstairs like fucking watching the shit while the grown-ups were upstairs like eating bagels and lox. And like me and my sister were fucking pious. And dude, I think my sister blocked the TV screen like a fucking goalie. She was like, they're watching fucking porno down there.
Holy
they got
shit.
Titanic on the screen.
Was big.
Yeah, that was
oh my God. Right around Starship. I ruined my sister because of that. After seeing Passion's Peak.
Yeah.
We had a babysitter that I fucking loved. Like, I was obsessed
with
this.
Dude, I used to wrestle with my babysitters. It was very crazy. Like, dude,
we were watching.
Because I was like, they were babysitting my little siblings, and I was like, I'm not like them.
Yeah, you're
like,
old.
You know, you don't have to babysit me. We're
unspoken
just
ribs. Yeah. We watched Titanic, and like, she let my little sister watch it. I thought I would get some like GBPs, and I like, right when my mom and dad came out, I was like, Kathleen, watch Titanic. And just ruined
Snitch
her.
On her.
Oh, yeah, right away.
Why wasn't she allowed to see tits?
Dude, we were like 7. I was young as shit.
You, I understand, but she's a woman.
We got Jersey Shore blocked in our house when I was like 17, 18. My mom's not about that funny shit.
Wait, she blocked it on the MTV. DVR?
Comcast. You couldn't get it on MTV.
That's crazy.
She put it under lock and key?
That's crazy.
I mean, dude, thank you. That's what I would say now. I
Why? Now
see
you're
Ron.
Partying all the time, dude.
I'm not, dude. I think
you had to go sober for a month. You're partying too. You had to go to rehab.
The way these guys party, like I was like, you got to go out. You got to have fun. I'm imagining having a couple beers at the bar, fucking around like I do with my buddies. What these guys do is
Who are you talking about these guys?
Him and his fucking...
These young guys, dude, they shut down the Barstool bar, fucking booths, fucking so much.
Is this true? Is this true, Billy?
We went to dinner. They had the sparkling drinks, and they had one of those signs that said Little Baby Billy. And they walked right up to
him. That wasn't true.
Little Baby Billy birthday.
What the fuck?
They don't drink beers. They just drink hard drinks. It's expensive as
fuck. I just drink vodka sodas because if I crush beers or like White Claws, I get a fucking hangover the next day.
That ruins your form.
What?
Ruins your form.
Dude, even if you drink, your tea lowers no matter what. So
I'm trying to build my room and
chest. Wait, alcohol lowers your tea?
What? If you drink it all the time, you fucks your hormones up.
What?
But you can cold shower that away, right?
I don't know, dude. Definitely. You got to ask Rogan that.
Yeah, cold shower. I tried to take one and I was out in like, I tried to go just 2 minutes and I was out in 90 seconds.
Yeah.
My head was hurting. I got on all fours in my bathroom. Yeah, it whipped my ass.
Wait, what happened? You got on all fours.
I got out of the fucking cold shower because I was like, I'll just start with like 2 minutes a day, build up to 8 minutes a day. And the first day I went 90 seconds and like I had to get out and fucking like the earth was spinning underneath me.
Why is everybody doing this shit?
Well, I don't fucking know, dude. I drink too much.
Soft times make soft people, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps doing like, I'm not gonna come for a week. I'm gonna work my way up to take freezing cold showers.
Yeah,
like,
it's terrible.
What are we doing?
Supposedly it's beneficial. I don't know. You know what I mean?
There's like women. There's women saying to do it now.
I blame the McCuskers. This is, I mean, of course, it really comes a little obviously from Rogan at the top, but
yeah.
The McCusker brothers are constantly like,
no, they're the sleeper.
I'm gonna
cells.
Grow my hair out for fucking 2 years.
What? I mean, and they're
fun.
What?
It's fun.
And you're only getting it from them. the one that's my age is out here picking up hitchhikers.
Yeah, Tom picked up a hitchhiker today. On some,
where just, the fuck are there even hitchhikers?
Dude,
still?
He that's comes what I across said. Them all the time. It's fucking crazy.
He's constantly picking up hitchhikers.
And Tom is the peak of all of the gibberish.
Yeah,
the all boys the gibberish, are up to. Dude.
Yeah.
What did he? What they pay? Ass, cash, or grass?
That's nice. But I mean, Tom's at Delaware County Community College taking chemistry. I mean, like, you think Matt's something.
Matt did go get his master's.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying.
That's way different. Way that different. Is, yes, yeah. You're right. The true.
Tom's on a mission.
The
he's
ultimate
on a med
is
one.
The ultimate is chemistry at Delaware yeah. Community
Tom's
College.
Tom's on a med one, dude.
What's he about to cook? Like some drugs?
Cure for cancer? You can't talk about this kind of stuff, bro. Come on, man.
All right, all right, yeah, all right. Offline.
He was sitting there and he was like, somebody's got to do it. Yeah, no one else is doing it. Times.
He's fucking trying to catch the ops lacking.
I'm really here, bro. If he's fucking chefing meth, dude, I just want a little.
That's crazy.
Just a fucking RV.
He said that you picked the dude up. They were driving and he was like, dude, if you think about it, how come you've never seen a fucking cemetery built? Because I think they're throwing away bodies. People die every fucking day. There's never
throwing
been,
away people. I've heard this paranoia.
There's
before.
Never
this
been a cemetery. You've never seen a new cemetery open up.
That's a really good point.
Since the dawn of time.
That's a very
dude,
good point.
I one of my buddies works at a cemetery. They just keep expanding cemeteries.
Bro.
Yeah.
Every day, motherfucker.
There's a cemetery by my house.
That's a
expanded.
Lot of people.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you watch cemeteries, if you could zoom out Sim City cemeteries, they're just getting bigger constantly.
It's not going to matter to me when I'm dead.
And they incinerate people constantly.
Yeah. They do cook a lot of people.
Yeah, dude.
And so that saves space, I guess, in the cemetery. Well, but New York cemeteries are like fucking chalked out, though. It's like full to the edge of the cemetery.
New York cemeteries are tough. I'm sure they're tough to get a spot in.
Maybe this guy's on something. That's why
he's
walking down 95.
My buddy that works at the cemetery, it's very expensive to get a spot. And then they kind of like will.
That's dick, dude.
If you're poor, they'll be like. If you're poor, they'll be like, oh, dude, we can cremate you. And it takes like an hour with a jet engine, fucking blue flame, burning a skull. Right. I watched it.
All right. So, God damn it. I know where that's going, dude.
Modern smart.
No, they got it first. Modern got it right away.
6 million times over. Oh,
boy.
Dude, but I don't understand why they don't just switch to making it like.
It wasn't, but never mind. Not 6 million times, dude.
Like 9 feet deep. Or like instead of 6 feet deep, why not just go deeper in the ground and like
stack bodies
or something like what 12 feet deep?
We might end up changing all of this shit.
6 feet deep, I think, is dead. Yeah. I think that you got to go to deeper and deeper.
But then you'd be in hell. Ooh.
Yeah,
yeah. I think a lack of religion is going to lead to people just being like, "Fuck it."
Yeah, right.
Throw me out,
burn me, throw me out. It's trash.
Feed me to the animals. That's what
I
want.
Try to get uploaded.
Nah,
it'll be incinerations and be like upload my consciousness.
Yeah,
that's probably what we already did.
What's that?
Ted Moore, we already did.
Don't do that shit to me, dude. You saw Tom freak me out with the mushroom talk the other night.
Neuro linked up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to do high talk right now.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get high first? Or?
Better not be a simulation.
What?
You think I'm neuro linked right now? I'm dead?
You ever think about that?
You think you'd do anything different if it was?
I couldn't. It's already been done, bro.
Yeah, exactly. You have no option. What are you seeing, bro? What are you seeing?
I'm taking in all the paintings, dude.
He's a fucking artiste.
Oh, yeah.
He was just pointing them out.
This is crazy. Is this what they did when they bring the girls back? They're like, oh.
Yeah.
Unspoken res.
Little Cezanne.
Yeah.
Carvaggio. Yeah, Carvage.
Damn,
I didn't know about Carvaggio.
That's chiaroscuro.
No doubt, dude.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bro, dude, I don't know shit about Carvaggio.
He was a bad boy, dude.
Why is it so dark?
I read about the man. He was a bad boy. That was one of his things. I forget the name. What's the word for
his
that?
Evil eye.
It's like when it's Trek? Like when it's black and you use lighting.
Chiaroscuro.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, chiaroscuro. Yeah.
He was like an innovator. Of it.
Like, yo, you're smart as fuck, bro.
He went to art school.
I went to art school.
No,
I feel embarrassed because I'm supposed to know all these.
He went to the best art school in Philadelphia. Swear to God.
No, that's retarded.
I mean, dude,
it's
one of the best. Come on.
It was one of the best.
Don't be humble like that. He could paint you like that right now. You could be painted.
What kind of brush strokes are we talking about? Short brush strokes?
Anything you want, bro. I'm for hire.
He could sculpt.
Really? For hire, bro.
I know you paint, but I didn't know you painted like that.
I can do whatever you want.
Really?
Why have you stopped painting? Do you still?
Doesn't make you any money, bro.
I bet you can make some money.
If you have a trust fund, you can paint all day long.
Be a peasant and be like, you know.
I'm working on a painting.
Yeah. Be a peasant and be like, oh, dude, I'm busy.
What do you think I did?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I had a safety net I did have mommy and daddy.
Yeah, but like,
just
dude,
in case.
You
but
like
I pursued
doing,
my
you're
beautiful
artist.
Art.
You're an artist from the ground
beans
up.
For fucking 6 years, dude.
Yeah, struggled.
You love beans, though, so stop saying
I've
that.
Been thinking about them beans. I love beans, dude. I Black? Have beans last like 4 days. Crushing beans.
Refried? Refried are the best beans.
I don't know
beans.
What the fuck it was. My woman made some type of white chicken chili. God, crushing man. Beans.
Spicy
all day.
Or what?
Yeah, some Mexican, yeah, a little spice in there.
Con pollo?
Yeah.
Abogado?
So yummy, dude. There was a big pot up there.
You know what always fucked me up?
Stop munching it.
Whenever I had like teachers when I was in like second and third grade, when they would talk about their stomach, it'd be like right over their pussy. They were like,
that's where women's, that's where their stomachs are, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Ever notice that?
That's exactly
anytime
where they're
a teacher would talk, like, oh my God, I'm hungry. I was like, directly above their pussy.
You know what's fucking up?
My back head, in the bro, day, stomachs were lower.
That's your lower intestine.
Yeah. I used to get crushes on my teachers and they were like in their 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably you know were I mean? Hot.
They were hot.
Yeah. Obviously.
You know?
Yeah. As opposed to what though? Like, are you thinking that they shouldn't have been hot because they're teachers?
Yeah, like it's weird. You know what I mean? When you're little, like you're supposed to like the girls that you like.
Yeah, and you were mature.
We had a teacher that was like 25. I was like, holy shit, this is insane. All the boys shut down. We were good for a year, right? We were amazing. We were like best behavior. Everybody was getting great grades. She read us The Outsiders. It was fucking insane.
Damn,
she,
The Outsiders ruled.
She read us The Outsiders. She read us The Color Purple. We go. That was sixth grade.
Color Purple.
We rolled into seventh grade.
Did she say the N-words in it? Did she read them out loud?
I mean,
that was
guessing,
on the table
yes.
when I was in high school.
Yeah.
What?
N-words in books?
Yeah, yeah, same. Say Tom Sawyer, yeah.
Always like a weird popcorns. White English teacher who just say, just barrel through it.
Dude, we ended up having a busted teacher in seventh. That was sixth grade. We had a busted teacher in seventh grade. We were monsters. She quit. She quit school. She dropped out. Yeah. And we had subs for the rest of the year.
Spade in the gang.
She brought her down. She brought her Down syndrome kid into the classroom and put him in a playpen. And no. like we were seventh grade. We were like, what the fuck?
No.
And we were like fucking with them and stuff. It was fucked up. It's Lord of the Flies. It turned into Lord of the Flies.
It's because you were pent up for the year.
Yeah. All I remember is her sitting there and we broke her down to the point where she was crying.
They cried.
Dude,
they
she
all
cried.
Cried dude.
She broke down. Cause this is just a mom. Like, we went to Catholic school. None of these people are teachers. None of them have certificates. Yeah. We have spent the all day long, each of us, 40 kids in the same room all day, every day for 7 years.
Yeah,
that's you guys insane. Are a team.
You're not defeating
like telekinesis.
Us. Yeah. And she started to break, and this one dude just goes, what are you going to do? Cry on your pretzel? And she fucking lost it. Got up, walked outside. We saw her. We were in the room like, yeah, we were. She's walking outside having a nervous breakdown.
Her son's in there like,
yeah, we got
it. It was fucking insane, bro.
That's so fucked. But we did the same thing in high school. We had a South African teacher named Miss Davidoff who nice. Just made fun of her accent for like a whole semester.
It's Davidoff, bro.
Miss Davidoff. Just fucking roasted her fucking. She was like old and she just like quit straight up. She was replaced by like a young like tough like guy and like he almost cried on the first day like you weren't beating us.
We had subs come in to try to like remedy the situation.
So
when I went
though.
When
yeah.
I went to high school
care.
Yeah
when I went to high school I met a girl and she had the same last name as one of the subs and I was like, oh, is your mom a teacher? And she's like, oh yeah. And I was like, oh, I went to St. Thomas. And she's like, she just stared at me like, what the fuck? Like, it was terrifying, dude.
She knew what you did.
Yeah. Whenever we had subs, I would get a book and throw it at the fan. It would fucking hit the fan. It would be fucking crazy.
That's not sweet. So
it would explode the fucking... You get like
that's
an
awesome.
Old Hardy Boys book.
We used to wet toilet paper.
That's awesome.
Crush the ceiling with toilet paper.
Yeah, that's very fun.
We devoured bathrooms as well. We just pissed all over the toilet paper.
Or we had like a skinny ass hallway in our bathroom, so dudes would go like Spider-Man up to the hall, up the top of it. People would walk through and like you drop down right behind.
It's terrifying, bro.
It was fucking sick.
Those were good times.
It was, dude. It was elite.
Yeah, we made every. I was in Catholic school too. Every teacher was not in any way, sir. They were literally just ladies from the fucking church. Every one of them broke down and cried. One of them used to sing in front of us, which was incredible. We kept being like, dude, you're so good at Ave Maria.
Oh, my God.
No, it was Gentle Woman.
Oh, I love that
peaceful
song.
Dude,
she remember I learned how to play that down in Florida?
Yes.
On the rumba or whatever the fuck that thing's called?
Gentle Woman. There was two ladies. One of them was one of them was a lesbian, for sure. She loved the fucking Hershey Bears, dude. Hershey Bears hockey
team. Hockey team?
She
was AHL?
She was
a muff diver?
She was the number one super fan of
donut
the fucking,
bumper.
She loved, you know, the Hershey fellas? Bears, dude. She came in, we were in like fifth grade. She was like, Bears are winning the Calder Cup this year. Dude, you rule. Yeah, they were nice.
The Phantoms won the Calder Cup the one year, dude.
There was a lot of chatter about the Phantoms.
No, the Phantoms were on the Phantom.
Nice,
that was sick. When someone was like, dude, he's on the junior Phantoms. Like, oh shit.
He's sick. Nitamaki, dude. Teach us wisdom.
Were you all
teach
boys?
Us love.
That's a fucking good song. Were you all boys school?
In high school, but in grade school, it was co-ed.
I was all boys as well.
From the rip or?
No. Grade school I had, and then I was
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's why you're a fucking lunatic, dude.
Why am I a lunatic?
I'm just saying, like, it's a
I don't know. I'm
on
confused.
How's a confused person get a resolution?
Why am I a maniac? I don't know. I went to all boys school. You figure it out.
I mean, that was a little fun, you know?
I bet.
It has its ups and
double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, dude.
There was never dudes being weird around chicks. I never
had
that's
the funnest. That was the most fun shit in the world.
Yeah, but dude, like,
but one of your boys tries to get, dude, farting in front of chicks is like, obviously. When one of your boys was trying to get
trying to make this make sense
in
my mom
school
did this
was so fun.
Yeah, dude,
you don't understand.
You
got to go up to him and be like, dude, you are a fucking gay bitch for trying to get pussy right now.
I never got the experience.
You get to watch your bros try Riz in like seventh grade.
It's dude. Chick hit
you
me.
Have no dude. I got caught. I wrote a love letter.
You
with,
did?
With a Bible verse in it.
Oh, you did?
My yes.
God, that's
and my bro found it.
What?
And I left it.
What Bible verse?
Bro, don't worry about John which verse. I've never
by the Father.
I'll never disclose what verse. No,
John 3:16.
Guys, obviously it was Song of Songs. I don't know if you know the Bible.
My dog does.
Song of Songs is beautiful.
What was
she
it
probably
for?
Liked it.
I think it was sixth or seventh grade. I left a note in this girl's desk. And when I got to school the next day, my friend Tyler was just holding it up in the hallway.
Bro,
when I was
how
walking
are you
in,
here?
And I was
how
just
how are
like,
you alive yeah. right now?
That is devastating.
That's how I got to be able to do stand-up. Yeah. You get publicly humiliated so many times, you're like, nothing can stop me.
Nothing can stop me.
But you were bold enough to leave her the letter, though. That's like,
that was
crazy. I
wasn't even and me and her didn't even talk. And we never spoke again.
AIM?
Not even close.
I love this.
AIM, I would try.
Yeah.
She'd be like...
I had my first girlfriend in sixth grade. She fucked my first girlfriend was sixth grade. I was pumped as shit. I put her on my profile.
My whole profile was dedicated to my sixth grade girlfriend.
Obviously, I made it one day.
Oh man,
she broke up me in one day because I was staring at her in class.
Yeah, you told me that. This is great.
Your girlfriend did
one day.
Oh, that's your girlfriend.
My sixth grade girlfriend. I was obsessed with my sixth grade girlfriend.
Really?
She was a seventh grader, not a big deal. She was like kind of the hottest.
Actually,
I was the new kid in school, sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously,
that's cheating.
Got the hottest chick immediately.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but then that fell apart, dude. I lost the love of my life in sixth grade. And then in seventh grade, I was reaching for the next hottest girl in the grade. Wrote her a Bible verse, got fucking destroyed.
I suffered from every new girl.
I was in a drought for several years.
Every new girl that came, like it was like
the hottest girl ever.
Obviously, we're going out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember watching a girl from across, like adjacent from us, 7A was there. I was in 6B. 7A
is
right
in 6B.
There. Yeah, 7A
yeah,
is
I
right
was
there.
In 6B.
What the fuck?
They would come with a Tupperware container, like fucking Airheads and stuff.
Oh, boy.
This chick got an Airhead and deep throated, dude. I was just sitting there from the other side staring, like, dude, seventh grade's going to be sick.
Were they still doing Secret Santas?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
I did Secret Santa to a girl.
Did you for real?
Got a poster.
Unspoken
wrote a roses are red. The whole deal.
How
dude.
Old were you?
Fifth grade.
It's not that
fifth
bad.
Grade. Got
I was
obliterated.
Hoping you were like sixth or seventh. Seventh. I was in seventh. I'm trying to say sixth. It was seventh when I wrote the Bible verse.
Wait, did everybody get Secret Santa, or you just picked out this girl that you had a
most of the time
admiration
people got
of?
Secret Santa for their family, and then I was like, I'm going to do this for Joanna. You know, I was like, this is it.
Joanna,
I'm going to make my move.
Yeah, Joanna's
everyone was
out
like,
there,
dude, she's got bad breath. And I was like, I don't even care about that. And fucking wrote all this shit in my blue pen.
Oh,
real good
hook
cursive.
Up with the bad breath chick?
Didn't even care,
you must
bro.
Have been down.
Kind of
was she a hottie, though, or what?
Disabilities. Kind of into, if you give me a little something off, I'm down.
Yeah. Oh,
minor
yeah,
imperfections.
Right.
Why? Because you thought you could get in there, or you just like
probably,
admired
dude.
Her because she was like real?
I don't know, dude. I'm done trying to figure out my psyche.
Yeah.
Who you're sexually attracted to?
Yeah, I'm just here.
Dude, I was sexually attracted to Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies.
Yeah, that, of course. That was the hottest lady.
But I'm saying
ever.
She had short hair. And so like I still sometimes think
dude.
Short hair is hot or whatever. But I'm like, where is that coming from? And then I saw a replay of
Jamie
that
Lee
scene.
Jamie Lee Curtis striptease.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh.
Or what else? She was in, what was it? like the Eddie Murphy movie where she had her titties out or something like that? Trading Places, maybe?
Yes.
Trading Places, she had her titties out. Yeah, she had her, yeah.
Like I had Jamie, a thing with hookers too, which was, and I don't anymore. But leaving Las Vegas, Elizabeth Shue was literally the hottest chick when I was a kid. The hottest chick on the planet.
Who's Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Shue. She was Karate Kid, leaving Las Vegas. So she's Karate Kid. I'm a kid. I'm watching Karate Kid. I'm like, yeah, this is a hot chick. I get a little bit older. All of a sudden, she's a hooker with a Heart of Gold in an Oscar-winning film, Leaving Las Vegas. Nicolas Cage. What are they trying to do to me?
Oh, she's a hottie. She's currently still even a hottie. Back to the Future 2.
She is very hot.
Yeah, it's a
little Cocktail.
I would lay nice with her,
pick, bro.
Uh huh.
Nice pick.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I was trying to bring the content for the professional podcast.
Yeah. I was pinned by Jamie Lynn Spears and Zoe 101. All I wanted to do was go to a boarding school.
I didn't go up like that. I didn't think like. I thought the women were hot in movies like Jamie Lee Curtis and shit, but I was fucking Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ren Stevens.
Like, that was the two.
Dude, you know who I liked?
Her Instagram is nutty now.
Ren Stevens is, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking what? Weird.
She's like, I was like traumatized by my shit, dude. She's like crying on TikTok.
Traumatizing Riz in Disney. Never
recover. Yeah, I guess Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, he is a weird
the foot thing.
What, nowadays she's fucked up?
Not fucked up. She just fucking.
She had a tough time.
She's having fun on Instagram.
Come on, guys.
Up your pant legs. Seeing up your shorts.
Yeah, gym shorts wasn't the best choice for a lot.
I'm trying to sell you this for my back. Me and Ron have bad backs right now.
Yeah, that sucks.
Bro. I know. They pointed it out as soon as I sat down. They're like, you got bad back? They're back whispers. But I went to the doc today. I got a script for fucking physical therapy, dude.
I thought you were getting
About to get addicted to pills.
She offered me what something. I said no. She was like, you need anything for it? And I was like, no, I'm straight.
Heroin.
I could get it on the street.
Yeah, zombie tranks.
Yeah.
I'm back on my, dude, I got fired up last night at the Cellar. This triggered me again.
What?
So then I get in this fight with these dudes. They're making fun of me. They're like,
dude, say their names.
Haven't you seen the laptop? Like, have you seen the laptop? Everything's just a conspiracy.
That's so pussy.
Hold on. Like, what the fuck? And then I go down and watch stand up, and the guy before me is like, my uncle's a fucking idiot. He's addicted to perks. Every one of his problems he blames on Biden. He's addicted to perks, dude. What did Biden do that to you? And I was sitting in the back like, yeah, kind of,
yes.
I was like, yes, he's actually right. The government did kind of destroy everybody.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck.
They didn't give a shit.
Don't press buttons, dude.
What? It like, plays a laugh track or something like that.
Did it play? What, is he playing something?
Hit it again.
Yeah,
there's just music happening.
Yeah.
You
want to
fuck with drunk
Alan
shit?
What plays now?
Yeah. That is applause.
That's crickets.
How contentious did the argument get with
crickets? Isn't stopping.
It'll stop.
Dude, I will say this. Dude, that's before awesome. Trump, yeah. Like when Obama was around.
I told you to get it. We have
that,
one. You can,
that one guy had hillbilly elegy.
Can do crickets and applause right now.
And it was all.
We have that on.
What?
Yeah, dude, you could do this all day long. Roadcaster all day long.
We have one at the house. You can't hear it, though. What's that, Cardini?
That's a Roscoe.
Oh, that's a.
Yeah, dude. Let's go.
Gillis Mon.
Gillis Mon. Guys,
you ever been to Jamaica? Yeah, you have.
Pondy rhyme.
Put Crazy Frog on it.
Nah.
Pondy rhyme.
This is not your buttons, dude. Okay. These are my buttons.
What's that? What's that? What's
sorry, dog. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All
right,
we got to stop with these buttons, dude. There's no way I'm going to talk anymore. I'm going to press a button.
I'm a roadcaster pro myself.
How do you stay away from this? Crickets keeps getting touched.
Because the stuff me and Spade are talking about, dude, like, we're just trying, like,
you do
to
need
not
to
cry.
Include,
like,
you do need to break some levity so into a war mode, dude.
What do you mean?
We're trying.
Well,
I just talked about shitting myself to Dido yesterday.
No, I was playing along with what you were saying. I'm saying you got to break it up.
Oh, dude, that's
humor.
The thing. You're the pro. I can't even notice. When
someday
you
you'll notice.
What's that?
There's the roster. All right. We got that.
Crickets. You use that, right?
Make a beat. Make a beat real quick with it.
I got hit with it a couple times yesterday.
Last night?
Yeah.
Why?
I was fuming, dude. I got in a fucking
just red.
Political battle.
You got attacked by the libs.
Yeah, and this was wild. This was like a scary one. I got on stage, and there was a girl in the front row, dead center.
Yeah.
I forgot every single comedian was making fun of her for being Australian. I get on stage, and I'm like, I was just in Australia. It was the first thing I say, and the girl just goes... And for some reason, dude, it fucked me up in my face. I got like embarrassed. I got dark red and started sweating like insane amount of sweat.
Oh my
like,
God.
Dude, I went to like, I thought I was sweating a little and I went to wipe my forehead. my hair was so wet. It totally yeah, the Rudy parted. Giuliani yeah. parted. I was like, Jesus.
That's a nightmare.
And then
that's
I was like, at the end of my set, the host came on. I was like, is it fucking hot as fuck on the stage? And she was like, not at all. I was You're like, oh, then I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack right now.
I need so help.
I was like, I hope that wasn't that.
You were like a code.
It was crazy.
Like you were one of the codes.
What do you mean?
Like when you bring him in the hospital, they're like code blue. That's fucking yeah. icy. You were one of the early codes.
Dude, I said, I just saw this girl in the front just go, I looked away. I was like looking at it. I watched her do it and I went,
yes.
I went, I looked like at the ceiling and I could feel my face turn dark red.
Just from one micro interaction?
I didn't care, but it was something that just watching when you start a joke and you see someone just go,
I had a dream. Bill did, I had a dream. Bill did stand up, and he was crushing it. And I was in the audience, and I was like, "I knew he could do it."
That's really sweet.
Never in my life would I do it.
Dude. Why?
Why? You'd be so funny. Scary.
You'd be sick, but you're out of the. You're like a
now
pro
you're
now.
A pro, dude.
Yeah,
I'm pro podcaster.
Yeah,
you're a pro.
Yeah, but you're I think
you're
like,
you were like,
are you like
it?
Anthony? You're like Anthony Cumia. No, I'm like, could be a comic.
They call me Bro Rogan. That's me. Just thought of that right now.
You just thought of Bro Rogan.
Bro Rogan, yeah.
I mean, that's why you're a pro.
That's yeah, why you're a pro.
Exactly.
That's wordplay. That's wordplay. That's what you could battle
Word
rap too,
Smith,
bro.
Battle rap, yeah. Wordsmith.
Yeah, same type of shit, bro. You're in the game. When you
old
went back
Billy
upstairs,
Shakespeare, dude.
When you went back upstairs with the dudes who were politically roasting you, what did it get contentious or was it like
it definitely got contentious?
Them?
I got really? Fucking angry, and I was like, "What am I doing?
It's
what am
political.
I doing?"
Political.
And then I left and I was like, it ruined. I was mad for like 2 hours at least.
That's terrible.
Like, quiet. Didn't talk to any other comics. Just sat there like, and then I'm watching every comic. And I'm like, fucking liberal pussy.
They make you hate.
They're just going to call me fucking Republican. I'm not even that Republican.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Can't fire me up, dude.
It's infuriating to
but
be.
But it's weird when you're at a club like that where every single person agrees.
Really?
They're like CNN yeah. Democrats.
That's wild.
Like across the board, like CNN.
They love to sit at those tables and argue about that shit. They're baiting you. They definitely left a
fucking.
They got
me. I'm the only one that'll argue.
Yeah, they got you. They want to sit at those
red.
I turned dark red. I was like, I'm just saying, we never saw a picture of Osama bin Laden, dude. What the fuck? Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. I think he kept his composure. The guy who was arguing. I think he probably
forgot
on about
fucking
it.
Psych, man,
probably
bro.
Didn't care about it. I'm on day two.
Of
being angry about that.
Every time someone says day, I go SR.
Yeah.
You guys don't worry about crumb, dude.
I thought you were maintaining your seed.
No,
I will be tempted this weekend.
I jizzed all over today.
What?
I jizzed today.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying try drying it on your dick and peeling it off, dude. It might be nice.
You don't think that's ever happened?
I used to do it with
I'm
Elmer's.
Saying I was doing that. I used to do it. I think that you guys got to try it again.
Elmer's glue, I would put it on my
the
finger.
The analogy of the Elmer's glue is perfect.
It's perfect, yeah, and it's feeling. Satisfying. It's super satisfying. I'm worried about if I slept ass naked like you do, that I would fart and shit myself in bed.
Well, I listened back to some of my Snore Lab to see if there was farts, and there's just weird, like, it sounds like a balloon.
You
letting...
listen back to hear your fart.
Yeah. It's highlight reel. That's Bates highlight reel.
They give you a highlight reel, and they tell you how to fix your snoring. But my snoring, I was like,
Spade got a strap that goes around his head like this.
I didn't get the strap. I didn't get the strap. Dude,
he's gonna be butt naked in his bed.
That's all he wears to bed.
Dude, strap
free.
I went on a date.
Murdered in his house.
What's that?
Where you live?
Imagine
you're
someone
get
breaks
murdered.
Into Spade's house.
Your body is gonna.
I have a gun.
Your autopsy picture is gonna be you with the strap on your head, holding fucking the axe from Lord of the Rings.
Why is there no pictures of Spade after he died?
That's steady. That's a power. That's power, bro.
That's a kingly snore. I don't think that's any like.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's not even a problem.
Nah, dude. You're just not even a deviant.
The paint's just going up. You got a king snore now.
You're not supposed to snore all night, dude. Dude, there's times where it just stops and you go, no breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude.
90 seconds, no breath.
Oh, it's insane how long you cannot breathe when you're sleeping.
I do it. That it does suck whenever you're like kind
of. Maybe dying a little bit of DMT. Oh, he's back. Yeah.
Waking right. yourself up from the
hold on,
sauce.
We gotta switch over. Let's switch over. We're gonna either that was the Patreon or the one coming up is. So join the Patreon,
dude. None
listen
of them
to war
bad.
Mode. Listen to war mode.
Listen to war mode.
For listen sure. to son of a boy dad. Dad.
I've been geeking
mode.
This entire time just because I feel like I'm front row to a war mode podcast.
I mean, that's
and
what
it's
this
my
is.
It's my favorite. It's literally my favorite. I'm such like yeah. on some.
Well,
super
Matt
shit.
Matt Chains is fine, but war mode's pretty good.
Yeah.
you know, whatever.
Just
make them build, make them stop.
Just different. It's like being on Dat Piff here and like Kush and OJ. You know, you're like Wiz. True. Now we're like Kush and OJ. Wiz.
It's also like I got to explain to people that you guys are joking.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's all satire, around. Dude. Some of it. Sometimes I get pissed off. Am I not allowed
to get pissed off?
Yeah.
You're allowed. It's a free country.
Wow.
That was a good snap, dude. That was a real good snap. Yeah. Wow.
Dominant daddy. How gross is that on Euphoria? Dominant daddy. Banging that tranny chick. That was so weird.
What?
On Euphoria.
Did you like that?
Huh?
Do you remember that vividly?
On Euphoria. Like I watched Euphoria.
Yeah, okay.
Bro.
That was like the main story.
I didn't watch Dominant Daddy. I didn't watch any of it, bro.
You need to get that.
Oh, this. Yeah, I know what this is. Yeah.
That was a dominant.
Right. It's just nice to hear your voice.
Yeah.
We got to switch over. Thank you, Bill, for adding that.
No problem.
Cricket plays every time. Yeah, cricket's broken.
Were you all boys school?
In high school, but in grade school, it was co-ed.
I was all boys as well.
From the rip or
no, grade school I had, and then I was
think so it's good. I don't boys. Think it's good. I don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's why you're a fucking lunatic. Yeah. Dude.
Why am I a lunatic?
I'm saying like it's a
I don't know. I'm
on
confused.
My chest. I was a confused person.
Get a
why am I a maniac? I don't know. I went to all boys school. You figure it out.
I mean, that was a little fun, you know.
I bet
it has its ups and
double edged sword.
Yeah, it's double edged sword, dude.
There was never dudes being weird around chicks. I never
yeah,
had
that's the funnest. That was the most fun shit in the world.
Yeah, but dude, like
but one of your boys tries you to get dude farting in front of chicks. Yeah. Is like obviously. When one of your boys was trying to get
I'm trying to make this make sense
in
my mom
school
did this
was so fun.
Yeah, dude, you don't
you
understand,
got to go up to him and be like, dude, you are a fucking gay bitch for trying to get pussy right there.
I never got the experience.
You get to watch your bros try Riz in like seventh grade.
It's dude. Chick hit
you
me.
Have no idea. Dude, I got caught. I wrote a love letter.
You
with,
did?
With a Bible verse in it.
Oh, you did?
My yes.
God, that's
not. My bro found it.
What?
And yeah, and he, I left it.
What Bible verse?
Bro, don't worry about John which verse. I've never
by the Father.
I've never disclosed what verse. No,
John 3:16.
Guys, obviously it was Song of Songs. I don't know if you know the Bible.
My dog does.
Song of Songs is beautiful.
What was she it probably for? Liked it.
I think it was sixth or seventh grade. I left a note in this girl's desk. And when I got to school the next day, my friend Tyler was just holding it up in the hallway.
Bro,
when I was
how are you
in,
here?
And I was
how
just
are
like,
you alive yeah. right now?